Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Fact is, anytime a guest says yes to appearing on this show, I have great appreciation for it, great admiration. It means they're making time. It means they respect the process and the program, or they wouldn't say yes. So I appreciate everybody who comes on. I can't lie. I'm very excited about this. It's been a minute or two since we've had this guest. He is a pitcher for the Astros. He is a World Series champion. He is an American League MVP, a Cy Young Award winner, a Triple Crown winner. He became just the sixth player in MLB history with three no-hitters. He leads the American League in wins, ERA, whip, opponent batting average, and innings pitched. Houston is in first in the AL West. They clinched a postseason spot. They are hosting the Angels tonight at 8:10 p.m. Eastern. Justin Verlander is my guest. Justin, it is great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Good to be on, man. It's definitely been a little bit, so happy to be back.
No, it's great to have you back, and I appreciate you doing it. So you beat the Rangers 4-1 Tuesday night in a game where you struck out 8 and 6 innings. That was your 19th win of the season. The team's 99th win of the season. It brings you even closer to 3,000 career strikeouts. Afterwards, you said, quote, "I think there's two ways to think about it. Either we came in and expected to win, or you appreciate the moment." I mean, I know you've got a lot of work to do, but how much are you appreciating this moment?
I mean, I definitely am appreciating it. You know, I think, when I was hurt there for a couple of years, 2014, really, and early 2015, I think it helped put some things in perspective for me. It kind of was along the lines of ignorance is bliss the first, 10 years of my career. It just kind of, I was just healthy. And I mean, I did work hard, but it just kind of came easy to me. And then kind of like the whole world came crumbling down and had to rethink the whole process, and a lot of hard work went on behind the scenes. So I think, that kind of low point in my career has given me the perspective to really appreciate what I'm able to do right now.
You know, it's amazing what you're doing right now, given where you were back then. You talked about the process. Justin, what was that process like? What was your mindset? What was the process? How were you able to grind through that and get back to where you are right now?
Yeah, just the competitiveness, the will and the urge to get back. When I got hurt, I ended up having core surgery, and it was a surprise, but at the same time, it was a little bit of a relief because I didn't know why all of a sudden my arm had started hurting, and I didn't really have any answers. And then all of a sudden, at least that was an answer. You know, obviously surgery is never really the answer you want to hear, but it was an answer. So once I had that, it just kind of was like a horse with blinders on running a race. You know, it was just like, let me get to the finish line. Let me do everything I can possibly do to get myself back to being healthy and pitching the way I used to. And, it started with, I mean, things as little as like learning how to walk like I used to again, like use my feet properly. I mean, from the ground up all the way to my neck, it was just kind of like a putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, slowly but surely, I started noticing it in my mechanics, and my pain in my shoulder started to go away, and the velocity started to come back. So, I mean, I'm kind of like concising it a lot here, but I mean, it was a lot going on behind the scenes, but I'm thankful I was able to put in all that work, and really, it kind of, I think, shaped my career moving forward. I learned a lot through that process about my body and how to keep myself maintenanced. And I think that's what's going to continue to allow me to be successful, hopefully, as long as I would like to be.
Justin Verlander is joining us. Yeah, I mean, I understand how you had to condense that answer, but there's a lot in that answer, but in no way would that do justice. The kind of work you had to put in to get back to where you are. I mean, on the one hand, and it's just kind of my take, Justin, when you have the career you've had, an amazing career that you've had, you don't need to put in all that work to get back. But even if you put in all that work to get back, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to get back to what you were, or maybe even better than that. Mm-hmm. So how satisfying is it to be the pitcher that you wanted to be and that it has paid off?
Very. Definitely a good feeling. I mean, like I said, I think I don't know if I would appreciate these moments as much had I not gone through that downturn. I remember in spring training in 15, like I remember the moment that I was like, oh my God, I'm back. It was the last start in spring training against the Toronto Blue Jays. And all of a sudden, like my body started feeling normal on the mound again. And I'm looking up the radar gun and it was without effort and without pain, 95, 96. And I'm like, oh my God, that's it. I'm back. And unfortunately, I ended up straining my lat, like literally the next inning. So I missed 6 or 7 weeks at the beginning of the season. But in the back of my mind throughout that time, I kind of was like, I got it. Like I've been throwing so different for the last 2 years that now I got back to throwing like me again, and something hurt that dissuaded me from the mission. And sure enough, when I got back, I pitched the end of 2015 pretty good. Just nobody noticed because the Tigers at that time, who I was with, we were out of the playoff picture and nothing much was happening. But kind of in my bubble, in my personal bubble, I was like, okay, this feels normal again. And, you know, next thing you know, 2016 was a great year. And people were like, well, where'd that come from? And, well, this is where it did, yeah.
Astros pitcher Justin Verlander. Hey, where did that come from? You just showed up and look at you. Amazing.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So you joined the Astros. You've gone 40-15 with an ERA of 2.41. You lead all American League pitchers in just about every category that matters over that stretch. What kind of expectations did you have when you joined the Astros, and what has the experience been like for you?
It's been great. You know, I think one of the things I was looking forward to was the information that I could use. I had started doing diving into numbers and analytics with Detroit. Obviously the Astros had been pretty widely known to be the most analytic forward organization in baseball. So they had a head start on the Tigers. So that was one of the things that I kind of came in with a mission to do, was study as much as I could, learn as much as I could. And this is also a product of when I wasn't healthy, because I had to learn many different ways to try to get hitters out. I used to just be able to throw it, you know, 100 when I wanted to, and, you know, break off a breaking ball, and, you know, it worked most of the time. But all of a sudden, when you're not healthy, you realize how hard this game is. So I had a conversation with our then manager, Brad Ausmus, one day, and he was talking to me about my pitch selection. And basically that conversation led down a path of you should look at some numbers a little bit more, instead of kind of the old school, just look at video and just go, you know, just throw your hat out there. And so that kind of started it for me. And, you know, when I got to Houston, that was kind of the first thing I did, was go in and talk to these guys. And I joked with them, saying, I might be the first athlete you've ever had come in and ask for more information, because they give you a lot. But I thought it was an opportunity for me to learn and grow some more.
I'm sure they said, we'll give you as much as you want. We can give you all the information you need. Justin Verlander joining us. You mentioned Brad Ausmus, who I've always had a great deal of respect for. Justin, this is also a huge A.J. Hinch house. I've got so much respect for him. I know how much he respects you. What's he been like to play for?
He's been incredible. I think he does an incredible job at being a leader, but also communicating. And I know that seems easy, But I think it's one of the hardest things as a manager to do, is to kind of have your players be at ease and know you're the manager, but also be able to communicate in a friendly atmosphere. And, you know, I think he does an incredible job running the team. I think he does a great job blending the feel of the game. I mean, obviously he was a catcher in the major league, so he has a great feel, and also blending the analytics. And I think that's what a team that is analytically driven needs. I think they need somebody who can use their feel of the game and just trust their instincts out there. I think that's what's one of the things that's led me to have success, is I'm not all in. I'm not going to cookie cut the way I pitch out there based on numbers. I'm going to trust my instincts, but I'm going to try to blend them with information.
Justin Verlander joins me for another moment or so. Listen, I'm on the outside looking in, but from where I'm sitting, it's a fascinating clubhouse. There's that legendary story now about you seeing Alex Bregman in the clubhouse last year and asking him how much he slept every night. When he said 6 hours, you told him, come on, man, you need more. You need 10. He thought that was way too much, but then he commits to it and he starts to crush the ball. When did you first discover the power of sleep and how valuable it is to you?
To be honest, man, it's just kind of I've been pretty fortunate my whole career. I just kind of listen to my body and whatever makes me feel good. And if I was going to sleep, you know, our schedule is pretty crazy. You know, you get done with a baseball game, you get home at 11:30, and you're still pretty wired. So I was finding myself going to sleep at, you know, 2 o'clock, 2:30, and I just wouldn't set an alarm. And next thing you know, I'm waking up at noon, 12:30, and it's like, okay, well, I just slept for 10 hours, but man, I feel great. My body feels great. So that kind of started it. And then I started doing some research, because it's like, am I sleeping too much? Is this like too late to wake up? And the more research I did, the more I started to find that some other elite athletes in the world have really focused on sleep. And that's kind of when I decided to really take it and focus on something as my recovery, because I think unless you're one of those athletes that chooses to go another route, I think sleep is one of the most important things you can do to recover, and it's one of the only things you can do to really recover naturally. So that was kind of the beginning of it for me, and I've been talking to guys ever since. You know, some of the young guys like Bregman, we were having breakfast, and I overheard him saying how little sleep he got, and I kind of asked him why, and he's like, well, I just always heard that this is what you're supposed to get, and I you know, that kind of spurred the conversation. I'm like, well, Alex, that's what you're supposed to get if you're a regular person who, you know, doesn't put their body through as much stress as you. So you need to probably rethink that a little bit. And I showed him some information, and, you know, got to give hats off to Breggy. He was willing to try it. And sure enough, it coincided with him going off a little bit. So I don't want to take credit for him going off, but I'm glad it worked out.
He's done all right. I mean, that's advice. That's information he took, Justin, and he ran with it really quickly. I really appreciate your time, but I got to get your thoughts on him. You've been around every kind of guy, every kind of player, every kind of mentality, every kind of approach. I am so fascinated by Bregman, like where he started, how he came up, his belief in himself, what he brings to it in terms of skill set. In terms of being a pros pro, a baseball player, a guy who gets after it, what kind of marks do you give him?
Man, a 10 out of 10. You know, it's just incredible to see his work ethic. He gets to the park every day. He's one of the first ones there. And it's not just like just be there, just to be there. He's there studying. He's there trying to get every single possible advantage he can, studying himself, studying the other team, studying the pitchers. And he makes everybody around him better. And I think that's the ultimate compliment for a teammate, is when they don't just make themselves better, they make the team better.
He is a World Series champion and American League MVP, a Cy Young Award winner, a Triple Crown winner. He did throw his third no-hitter. I can go on and on. The Astros are in first in the West. They clinched a postseason spot. Justin, that's why I was looking forward to that. It's been a long time. It is so good to hear your voice and have you back on this show, and I can't say how much I appreciate that. That was tremendous.
Thanks for having me on, Jim. Always a pleasure.
You too. Justin Verlander. Justin, thanks so much. Really did enjoy that very much. That was so good. That was worth the wait.